This is weird. Susie isn't here, guys. I know why you guys listen to this podcast. You guys listen to it for Susie. But me and her got in a fist fight, and she obviously won. But I have all the equipment, so what are you going to do? So we're doing it alone. We're doing it alone, and I'm used to doing it alone because I've been doing it alone since October. And, of course, I'm just talking about the podcast. I'm not making any innuendos. But what I know about doing it alone, in order to get it up, sometimes you just got to plow on through. So let's do this, baby.
Hi, I'm Susie.
And I'm Randall.
And this is Before the Hangover.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Before the Hangover, the podcast where Susie and I talk about our crazy lives during our crazy times, all while enjoying a drink. Unfortunately, Susie is not here. Why, you may ask? Well, Susie's busy. Susie's off in LA. She is doing big girl stuff. She is meeting with influencers, making deals, making moves. Dude, her life is exploding. And in order to get these podcasts out to you guys, we got to start getting some in the can. So I'm doing this episode alone, and then me and Susie are going to start, you know, getting a bunch done so that we don't have any more issues on getting these episodes out, because Susie is probably going to buy a private jet plane. So I don't know when this episode will air. It might air as the 24th episode. It might air 28th. Who knows? It's just one to have in the back pocket. Well, the good news is because Susie's not here, and to keep things moving and interesting, I will be drinking. What am I drinking? I'm drinking whiskey and water. That's my drink of choice. Some people think that's weird. Some people think that is weird to just do water and whiskey. But when I looked it up online, because I wanted to do a little bit of history and keep you guys informed, because usually Susie does all the interesting facts on the drinks for the week. When I looked it up, supposedly putting water into your whiskey is actually good. So here's the thing. People call me weird for doing something, and then it turns out I'm right, and that makes the most sense to me. And that's reality. So if you look up water and whiskey, here's an interesting fact. It actually makes you taste more of the flavor in the whiskey. What? There is something in whiskey called guaiacol. And that's where most of the flavor is from the barrels of the whiskey. And usually guaiacol goes to the bottom of the whiskey glass or the bottom of the barrel. So in order to taste the full flavor, you've got to either use a straw and drink from the bottom of the glass, or you put in a little bit of water and it brings the guaiacol to the top, and now you can taste all the flavors. So there's a little lesson for you guys. Now I know what some of you guys are saying. Randall, didn't a few episodes ago you were like, there is no flavor to alcohol? Shut up. You know, sometimes people change. Sometimes people change their minds. Don't we want to live in a world where people change, right? Don't we want to live in that world? In other news, I have grown a mustache, and that's pretty cool. You know, Susie's off, you know, making TikToks at the Wish Mansion, and I'm over here growing a mustache. Susie is, you know, getting millions of views on TikToks, but I have grown a forest underneath my nose. And so you really see how I keep it together, how I keep myself on the same level as Susie, you know? Because I could easily go to the Wish House. I could do that. Can Susie grow a mustache? No. Anyways, cheers, Randall. Cheers, babe. Yes, I got a mustache now. I like my mustache. I look like a virgin substitute and a creep who's had sex a lot, all at the same time. And that's the beauty of a mustache. You can be two people at once, and that's just it. Literally about 2 hours ago, I was sitting in my car in a parking lot, just sitting there watching the movie Cherry on my phone, because sometimes I like to watch movies in my car. I don't like being in my house. I feel, I don't know. I like driving places and then watching a movie, like a drive-in movie, but I'm just in a parking lot in my car. And so I'm watching a full-length movie in my car like a weirdo, and nobody else is in the parking lot. And a car drives up right next to me. Red car. There's like a dude in the front seat. And immediately I was like, I'm going to get mugged right now. I froze because I'm a bunny. I bunnied just like I always do. And he gets out of his car real aggressively. And I think, here we go. Here we go. Gonna get mugged. Here we go. Round four. And he opens up the back seat and three hot chicks climb out. Huh? And then they're all just standing there next to my car, and they knock on my window. And now I'm like, what the hell is happening? So I roll down my window and I say, yes. And the girl goes, can I kiss you? And now I believe in God. Because here's the thing. My whole life, these situations have come up and I get mugged. And now the situation comes up and now I get a kiss from a hot chick. And that makes sense. There has to be a God now. And that's just plain and simple. Can't wait to tell that testimony at church. How did you find Christ? Hoes. So I go, sure. And she goes, it's just a kiss on the cheek. And I'll take what I can get. And so I get out of the car. And she comes over and I'm like, she's going to shank me. She doesn't. She goes, actually, can I kiss you on the lips? And I was like, why are you doing this? Are you real? Are you an angel? Are you going to give me coronavirus? What is the point of you doing this to me? And she says it's for a dare and she gets extra points if she kisses me. And I say, in my head, I go, don't you see my mustache? I could kill you. But I guess she saw the virgin substitute teacher in the mustache. And so she gave me a kiss. She gave me a kiss, guys. And I got back in my car and watched the rest of Cherry in the parking lot of Bed Bath & Beyond. And that's my life. And I actually hate this. I hate that that happened because now my guard's going to be down, right? Now, next time I'm in a situation and a car drives up and people jump out, instead of thinking they might have a gun, I might think they might have some boobies. And I'm going to get excited, and then I'm going to get mugged with a boner. And now my guard is down because of what they did. So even though I know that there is a God, I also know that there is a devil who is also planning the end of my life. And so that's just it. So really, this was a good thing in the moment, but it will be a bad thing later on in my life. Actually, that one time that happened when I was living in Chicago, I remember I was walking home from work one day, and there's these two girls in front of me. And we were just, like, walking the same way for a long time. And then we, like, were walking out of the city into, like, where my apartment was. And it's, like, darker. And they started to get freaked out because I was following them for so long. But, like, in my head, I didn't even think about that. And they turned around and they started running. And because they turned around and started running, I thought there was something behind me. So then I started running. And then I realized, oh, they're running from me. So then I started running faster because I was like, I just need to tell them, hey, I'm not a creep. I'm a good guy. Let's get Starbucks. And as much as I wanted to do that, in my head I was like, I can't really do that because they have good instincts right now. And if the next time that there's a creep following them and then starts chasing them, they're going to start to think maybe he just wants to buy us a latte. And that's not a good thing. So I didn't want them to feel like their feelings and their instincts were invalidated. So I murdered both of them. Just so that at least they died knowing that they were right. That's all that women want, is to know that they were right. And you know what? I'm going to die because I'm going to think someone's going to kiss me and they're just going to snap my neck. And that's life, baby. Which actually leads me to the topic of today's episode. It is messy moments suggested by On the Rocks with Ron Janae. She has a beautiful podcast all about drinking, just like ours. Go check her out. Podcast wise, or check her out. You might be into her. She's very funny. So she asked a couple months ago about messy moments. And, you know, I have a lot of messy moments in my life. I'm just a train wreck. I'm just a little train wreck. I'm the little engine that can't. I'm just a little train wreck. That's me. No, I wanted to talk about messy moments because this actually happened again. Like a week ago, I was at a bar because I was drinking. Now, I may have a problem. And that's okay. You know, we live and we learn. A lot of guys are constantly asking me about how the Zac Efron challenge is going. And to be honest, we might be going through a mental breakdown. And I'm drinking a lot. Okay, let's open it up a little bit. I'm drinking a lot. Not a lot to where it's dangerous. A lot more than I used to. I'm kind of off the rails right now. There's a lot of things that are going on in my life that are hard, and you just got to own it. That's the thing about life. You just got to own the hardships. No matter how bad I'm struggling, I just say I love it. And I don't say I love it as like sarcasm or like fake it till you make it. I really do love it. Like, I think Susie can attest to this. Like, I'll be really stressed out and she'll say, are you okay? And I'll be like, I'm living the dream. because I'm alive and I'm breathing. And a couple of you guys actually asked about mental health and our thoughts on that. And, you know, I have mental health issues. I go to a therapist. I love therapy. If you have the opportunity to do therapy, do it. It's awesome. You pay someone money to have to listen to you, and they can't tell anyone else. And I stopped going to therapy because I got a podcast where I don't have to pay people to listen to me. They just have to listen to me. Hey, you guys are saving me money. Thank you so much. I get more laughs in the therapy office than I do at the comedy clubs. I don't know what that says about me, because I'm not trying to be funny. At my therapist. English, motherfucker. No, I'm drinking a lot. And, you know, I'm owning it. When you're going through something difficult, you just got to find the love for that pain. And just be like, dude, at least I'm feeling something. You know, at least I'm feeling something. I could be cutting myself and be like, this is great. I love it. I think this past year was very hard on a lot of people. It was definitely hard on me, but I really did. I think I found myself and I found a groove. And even though I may fail at this Zac Efron challenge and I may be doing things that are bad based off of what? You know, like, I'm happy right now. I am happy. Like, when you have standards and you don't meet those standards, just change your standards. Life is just about living. It's like, get out of your head, get out of your ego. Just be you in the moment. And if you're an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic. Don't be sad. Be happy that you're an alcoholic and look at all the alcohol. I'm not saying, like, go drink a bunch and, you know. But the reason why, like, people commit suicide is because they're alcoholics and they hate that they're an alcoholic, so then they go kill themselves. And, like, don't get down on yourself. Just live in the moment and be who you are. Wow. Ron Janae with the messy moment. This is a messy moment right now. I'm not even drunk. I think what really, like, messed me up when I was, like 22 years old, one of my favorite poets, Charles Bukowski, he once said, a good alcoholic doesn't die from alcoholism. And that stuck with me, man. And here's why. If you're a good alcoholic, you don't die from that thing. That thing makes you live. And if you're a great alcoholic, nobody knows about your alcoholism. And so, like, now I just, like, keep it to myself. And we don't even know if I will put this in the podcast. I could cut all this out. I'm me. I can do whatever I want. I find so much inspiration from people like Charles Bukowski. And another one of my favorites is Alan Watts. You know, a lot of people now hear Alan Watts on YouTube and stuff like that. And if you don't know, he was so much about Buddhism and being Zen. And he died of alcoholism. And I'm not laughing at that. It's just like, that was the way that he wanted to go out. And that's life, man. Life is so fragile, and you shouldn't judge yourself for the things that happen to you or the things that you are going through. Just go through them and be like, yes, this is a cool version of me. This is what I feel. The actor Paul Giamatti, he plays so many different characters. And I'm just like, that's his life, and that's my life. Like, right now, I'm an alcoholic Paul Giamatti. And, you know, tomorrow I may be band manager Paul Giamatti. I'm just different versions of Paul Giamatti, is what I'm saying. Not everything is bad. It's only bad because you think that you should be something else, and you don't have to be. Like, you never see, like, there's no, like, dog that is out in the wild that is like, man, I failed as a dog. I didn't find a good owner. Like, dogs are just like, hey, look, food. Hey, look, a tree I can hump. Hey, look, poop. You know, he doesn't go like, oh, I'm eating poop again. Man, I did so well. I went 5 days without eating poop, and now here I am. And wow, Ron Janae, this is a messy moment right now. What I'm doing right now is a messy moment. So thank you for that suggestion. And I mean that in the most sarcastic way. But I do want to talk about, I was at the bar the other night drinking because I had a great set. I was doing stand-up. I'm doing stand-up more, and I killed it. I went out to a bar because I was on a high from stand-up. I was just, like, so excited about life, and I didn't want to just go to bed. And so I went to a bar, and this woman came up to me, and she was very drunk, and she told me that her husband was in the army, and he was out of town. And that she felt so lonely, and she just needed to get, She just needed to get some. I couldn't believe what she was saying. That doesn't happen to me. That doesn't happen to many people. Don't get me wrong. I have morals and standards. And I just felt bad that this woman was so lonely in her life, that her husband had been away for so long, that she was willing to just sleep with a random guy with a mustache. You know, I could kill you. She asked me if I would go home with her, and I told her no. And so she bought me a few round of shots, and she was like, how about now? And I was like, I appreciate the free drinks. I am going to drink these, but no. And I said, I'm just a stranger. Like, I'm just a stranger that, like, has beautiful blue eyes and, you know, the pecs of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I understand why you want me, but understand also that I could, you don't know me. And to put your marriage into jeopardy, and also, you know, I want to respect the troops, so I'm not going to go do that. And she thought I was an asshole. And she goes, look, how about you just come over to my house? Just come over to my house and we'll just have a few beers. And I go, if I come over to your house, we're gonna fuck. And she was like, what? And I was like, if I come over to your house, we're gonna have sex. That's the end of that story. We don't go to your house and play tic-tac-toe and then realize that every time that you play that game after the age of 13, the only way that it ends is in a tie, unless you're stupid. Why do people still play tic-tac-toe, you know? And so she get all mad and she walks away. Now, this other very attractive redhead chick sees that happens, walks over to me and says, I'm buying you a shot. And I go, thank you. And she goes, that was the best thing I've ever seen. And I said, your life is sad. If that's the best thing you've ever seen, I've seen the Grand Canyon, and that's not even top 10. What do you mean that was the best thing you've ever seen? And she says, I meant it as a figure of speech. And I said, I know. I'm a dickbag. And so we start talking, and it's getting towards the end of the night. And she goes, you're coming home with me. So I said, great. And she goes, come in my car. And I was like, no, we're not driving. We both had several shots. And so I was like, I'll call us an Uber. And this chick from nowhere comes out and goes, no, neither of you are going home together. You just met each other. You can't go home together. And so the redhead chick's like, yeah, you're right. And I'm like, thanks a lot, Sergeant Cockblock. What are you doing? Where did this troll come out that just blocked the bridge to sex? Who do you think you are, Mr. No Wiener in here? What did I do to you? What do you mean you're going to take both of us home separately? That's what she said. I'm going to take you both home separately. You're my chauffeur? Then put on a tux and grab me another drink, Alfred. I'm Batman. If that's who you are, I'm Batman. And this girl is Robin. Nope, that's a bad analogy, because that means that I'm having sex with a little boy. This girl is Catwoman. You're Alfred. Drive us home. If that's how you're going to be, if you're going to drive me and a girl home separately, and you're going to tell me the rules of who I can and can't have sex with, then you're Alfred and I'm Batman. That's the way that goes. So we get in the back of Alfred's car, which now I'm thinking, like, this was a random chick. She could have murdered me. I guess women are just way more trusting. You know, some woman knocks at my car and I'm like, yeah, I'll kiss you. Some woman's like, get in the back of my truck. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Some woman's like, tie yourself up and put this duct tape on your mouth. I'm like, cool, kinky. I just trust women, dude. I just trust all women. Women can make me do anything, dude. So we both get in the back of Alfred's car, and I'm sitting with the red-haired chick, and I say to her, do you know this girl? And she goes, no. Why are we listening to her? She's not actually Alfred. She didn't actually raise me as a child. She's like, I don't know. I don't know. So Alfred asks the red-haired chick, aka Catwoman, if she can have her address so she can drive her home. Me and her in the back seat, you know, kind of twiddling our fingers together. And she, like, whispers, can I have your phone? So I give her my phone. And she puts in her address in my phone, in my notes. And I'm like, listen, I know I'm Batman, but I'm not the world's greatest detective. And I say, what does this mean? And she says, come over. After she drops me off, come over. Now it's clicking. I get it. So we drop off Catwoman, And Alfred says, "Where to, Master Wayne?" And I was like, "Just take me back to my car. You're pissing me off. I'm so stupid that I drove." Speaking of messy moments, I drove. The end of this is I drove. Now, I didn't die and I didn't get a DUI, but I should have. No, I shouldn't have. I was fine. Fuck you guys. I was fine. Don't drink and drive, but also, you know, I guess I just... Can you drink and drive if you're in a Tesla and it has, like, self-driving mode? I feel like you can. I need to get one of those. Or maybe just an Uber. Just Uber. That's what it's made for. The first Uber Eats was the milkman. Nobody ever thinks about that shit. That's actually how I know that I wasn't that drunk, is that I wanted to Uber. When I'm drunk, I don't even think about Ubering. But when I'm not drunk, I think about Ubering, and then I still drive. So obviously, I was fine. These are jokes, by the way. I want everyone to know, don't drink and drive. So Alfred takes me back to my car, and she goes, "Do you actually want to come over to my place and maybe drink a little more?" Now I'm mad. I'm furious right now. What? You're now hitting on me? I thought that you didn't want me to go home with that chick because we didn't know each other. Now you want to go home with me? We don't know each other. And I go, "Are you kidding me?" And she goes, "Why?" And I go, "If we go home together, we're gonna fuck." And she goes, "What?" And I go, "We're not going over to have a beer and talk about what we're doing on Sunday brunch. We're going over to have sex. That's the way this ends." She goes, "That's not what I said. I said, can we have a beer?" And I said, "If I go over to your house, we're sleeping together." And she goes, "That's fine with me." And I go, "It's not fine with me." Because now we got her red-handed. There were her true intentions. She was fine with sleeping with me, even though she didn't know me. And she was worried about me and this other girl sleeping together because we didn't know each other. You see, she was the predator that she was trying to pretend to be afraid of. And that's a lesson in itself. Don't trust anybody. And also, it's always the butler, Alfred. And so I get out of the car a little bit pissed. I probably was a dick to her. I don't know. When I'm drunk, maybe I think everybody wants to sleep with me. You know? Police officer pulls me over. "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I was like, "Because you want to fuck." He's like, "Well, blue lives matter."
Breaking news. This important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your pubic service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the USA and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Now to you, Randall.
Thank you, Susie. I'm live on the scene, and I'm going to tell you what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers. Listen, the Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when you need it for a more precise shave. It also has new additional guard links with sizes 1 through 4, and it's waterproof, so you can use it in the bathroom. Back to you, Susie.
Get 20% off and free shipping with our code BTH at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code BTH. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the right job with Manscaped.
Yeah, no person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you later. Hey, 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 everybody. Listen, we are so thankful to many of our sponsors, and we had one super sponsor that donated a large amount of money to us, and instead of having their name put out there, they wanted us to give a shout out to a charity of our choosing. So that is what we are going to do right now. We chose Actions Against Hunger.
Action Against Hunger is a nonprofit and global humanitarian organization that takes decisive action against the causes and the effects of hunger. Last year alone, they helped over 17 million people in 46 different countries. This truly is an amazing organization that cares about people and ending world hunger. Almost all of the money donated, 93 cents of every single dollar that they receive, goes towards the programs to help cure the hunger problem.
Yeah, listen. A lot of us take for granted the things that we have, like food, water, and shelter. We get it so easy here. And if you have an abundance, or if you feel like sharing and helping out some people who need it, you can do so at actionagainsthunger.org. That's actionagainsthunger.org, and you can donate right there on their website. And so I get in my car and I type in the, or I see the address. I go to that location and I park my car and I walk up to the front door and the door is open about a foot and a half. The front door is open a foot and a half. Now, most people would think intruder has come in. Some people might think this doesn't look right. I thought, what an invitation. And we wonder why I've been mugged three times, you know? So I walk into this door and I go like, hello? Because here's the thing. I don't know the girl's name. I don't know the redhead's name, dude. She gives me her address and I don't know her name. And I don't realize that until I'm already inside of a house. That's why I've been calling her redhead chick and Catwoman this whole time. I don't know her name. And I look, and it's a big house, dude. It's two stories. There's at least like three bedrooms, and they're all closed. All the doors are closed. I'm like, I'm not entering a bedroom. And that's when I realized, like, later on, like, what are my morals? I will walk through a front door, but I won't enter bedrooms. Like, I'm like, that's the line. I don't want to be a creep. I just want to be a trespasser. And so I walk around, and then I see this dog. This big, it's a bulldog. But in my head, it was a pit bull. Why? Because I don't know breeds of dogs. I'm sorry. Just dogs are dogs. If it's not a golden retriever, it's a chihuahua. And that's it. Or a pug. There's only three types of dogs in my head. Golden retriever, pug, chihuahua. And a poodle. But those aren't real. We all know poodles aren't real. I've never seen one in real life. I've seen a zebra. I've never seen a poodle. I've seen an alligator. Never seen a dinosaur. Poodles are dinosaurs. And so I see this pit bull, which is a bulldog. And I get all excited because it loves me. Just walks up and starts licking me. I'm like, man, this pit bull sucks. Not only did it not run out of the house when the door's wide open, but it doesn't even guard the house very well. It just starts licking me. And so I'm like, dude, while I'm here, I'll just grab another drink. They had a nice kitchen, so I pour myself a nice glass of Jack and a splash of water to get that guaiacol stuff floating around. I'm sitting there sipping, and and then all of a sudden, I just hear this girl go, "Who the fuck are you?" And I go, "I'm, hi." And she goes, "Who are you? And why are you in my house? You have 5 seconds." And I go, I was invited here. And she goes, "By who?" And I go, "Rebecca." Don't know if that's her name. I don't know if that's her fucking name. I made a name up. And she goes, "Get out." And I was like, yep. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I don't get out. I go over, I pet the dog. And then she's like looking at me. And I'm like, by the way, your pit bull sucks. And I left. And the best part about that is it's not a pit bull. It was a bulldog. So she was like, what do you mean my pit bull sucks? Now, here's the best part of that story. Three women wanted to have sex with me. And I had sex with no one. The most action I got was from a pit bull. That wasn't even a pit bull. What a messy moment. I was telling this story to my little brother. And I was like, I definitely like trespassed into some house. And he's like, are you sure that that was like her address? And I was like, holy shit, dude. She might have put in the wrong address. And I just walked into some random like house. I could have been shot. I should have been shot. I should have been shot. That was it. I should have been shot. And I wasn't. So I'm very sorry to that family if I intruded into your house. But your pit bull sucked. And, man, yeah, dude, this is tough without Susie. This is tough without Susie. I rely on her a lot. I really do need her. I need her for this podcast. I think I'm done, guys. This is really fun. I hope you guys learned a little bit about life, mental health. I do want to shout out to our sponsors. We got one new sponsor this week. Shout out to Dylan Poe for sponsoring this podcast. You guys are amazing. You guys are keeping this going. Of course, we're not going to stop. If one of us isn't here, we're going to do the podcast without the other person. Hopefully, this won't happen again. But I do want to shout out to our other sponsors. We got Tom, Chris, Marvin, Weeza, Daniel, Leo, Derek, Julio, Daniel, Patrick, Chris, Dustin, Cole, Matt, Nicholas, and Jake from State Farm. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the podcast and keeping us going. Seriously, Susie's making moves. She's living her best life. And when she comes back, we're seriously going to focus. We say that every week and we mean it every week. And then I go get drunk. Just kidding. You know, we just both are very busy. But now that, you know, school is done with her and my life is kind of, you know, settling down a little bit, we're going to be able to focus more and get this stuff out. So if you guys made it this far in the podcast, I just want to say I love you. Thank you so much. Make sure that you rate and review this podcast either on Spotify or Apple Music. It really does help us get out there so that more people can listen to us and we can make this podcast better. Make sure that you still send in your drink recommendations and topics for us to talk about. We really do love it from you guys. And... and I'm so sorry that I'm an asshole. In the end, though, if you're going through something, remember, go to therapy. If you don't have therapy, start a podcast, and we're here for you. We hear you. I love you guys. Love yourself. Love yourself. Dude, love your mental breakdowns. Take your mental breakdowns and make them mental. Mental breakdowns, call them mental breakups. And I mean that like break up like a relationship. Like it's a toxic relationship and these are mental breakups. It's yourself fighting with yourself and you gotta love getting out of a bad relationship. And the relationship is the old you versus the new you. And so just love that, man. Just love yourself. Own your troubles and you'll get through life. I swear to God. All right. Own it. And I have a mustache. See you next week.